Hey, everybody, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Rock for Him podcast. I'm Jeremy, your host, aka the big guy, and with me, the big boy, I can never remember the nickname. Anyways, with me is Riker, not an island, or bonus Jonas Levine. Bro, how's it going?
Going good, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good. Well, Jason's not here, which is a bummer. He's off on vacation, but we're excited because we got a brand new guest to us. This is Josh Wright. Josh, how's it going, man?
It's going well. Hello, everybody.
Welcome, welcome. So, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, so I'm a Christian music artist in Nashville, and I just released my debut album just a few days ago, and I'm honored to be here.
No, we're glad to have you here.
That's cool, man. I mean, I was kind of surprised to hear that that was your debut album because it's, I mean, already, I mean, one being received super well, and it seems to be getting listened to by a lot of people. It seems to be performing really, really well. And I know I'd even though I'm not as much in the Christian contemporary music and that wing, I've heard of it, and I've heard of your music a little bit.
Oh, cool.
And it's really, really good. It seems to be really, I don't know, centered, which is really cool to see. So, but as you know, I myself am not super familiar with your music. I don't know about you, Jeremy, and I don't know about our viewers, but if you could just give us kind of a rundown of, Josh Wright, who you are, what kind of music you make, and obviously the goal and the mission and everything like that.
Yeah, well, I make screamo rock music. No, I'm just kidding. No. No, I would title it pop gospel pop because I love how if you compare the gospel message with pop melodies that repeat in your head, and I feel like that's a good thing. And then I'm just really soulful. So Brian McKnight, Lauryn Hill, CeCe Winans, Whitney Houston, Tori Kelly, like all of your riffers and runners, Jasmine Sullivan, and then if I go to the crooners, then I have a bit, Frank Sinatra or I don't know, Jason Mraz, or there's just certain people that, we're all influenced by what we hear, but I would say there's that blend of pop and gospel in what we just created. And yeah, it's a 12 song album, taking the listener on a journey.
Cool. Sounds, I know I like what I've heard.
What have you heard so far, Jeremy? Do you know?
I can't remember the names of the songs, but your management sent us a bunch of stuff, and whatever it was they sent, I checked it out, and
It's
We're
hard to
here.
remember all the names. I remember listening to The Fall and really liking that one.
Thanks. Yeah, that's my first radio single.
Oh,
So
cool.
I would say that's the flagship single for this project. And we also did a music video with Carl Diebold. He's worked with Rascal Flatts, Lauren Daigle, you name it. And yeah, we got to do a music video, go to radio with that one. And I wrote that with Colby Wedgeworth and Paul Duncan. So Colby's big in the production songwriter field, and then so is Paul. I mean, he's worked with Lauren Daigle, and just honored to work with those guys on that song.
Awesome. I know we're gonna start playing it on our programming, so
Oh, thank
excited.
you.
And actually I think it's up for voting this week on the top 15. So
No way. Okay, come on. That's good. I didn't know about that. That's cool.
So every week we do a top 15 poll. We have a chart out that's got, I don't know, this week I think it's got like 50 songs on there and you're one of them. So
Okay, so we made the top 15 out of 50. Is that what you're saying?
no, get your fans to vote, and at the end of the week, on Saturdays, we play the top 15 that people have voted on throughout the week.
Yeah, so if you let your people know, they can go on to our sites and onto our, I believe it's on our website and Facebook, right?
Okay, cool.
And they
Yep,
can vote.
it's on our Facebook page, it's
Okay.
on our Rock
Okay.
for Him chat page.
Okay.
Yeah, share it
And so
out
they can
and
go, yeah,
let
vote
people
for your
vote.
songs and get them up there.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, we can share that out for sure.
So, Josh, our favorite thing, I think, to ask, because I mean, obviously, Rock for Him, it has a genre of music in the name. Music is obviously a big part of what we talk about. But primarily, we're talking to the musicians. We want to know about the musicians and also the people behind it and everything. So, our favorite part of it is asking about your testimony. If you could share, just, take a couple minutes. How'd you come to know Christ? And then how did that lead into music and serving him in that way?
So my testimony, I was really young when I gave my life to Christ, and I was 5, and I heard one sermon on heaven and hell, and I spent one night as a 5-year-old just kind of being like, you know what, hell's not for me. And then the next night I said, hey mom, I had understood enough and of just okay, Christ, that Christ had died for me. And that in that time, it's funny because like I can remember the thing that made me realize that I was a sinner was disobeying my parents. And the thing that was at that moment in time is as childish as this is going to sound, but they had said, don't eat that cherry chapstick. And I did. And I was just like, I knew as a 5-year-old, I was like, all right, I've already messed up, And so mom led me to the Lord, and then turned 6, so it was probably like February, right before, and my birthday's March 9th, so then I turned 6, got baptized then, and I look for moments as a kid of like you want to see fruit from anything that's healthy and to see that change, and so I can remember like praying for bullies on the school bus that had made fun of me. I could remember like wanting, like she actually sharing like scripture with my second grade teacher, who I think had shared in one of the lessons that she wasn't a believer, or had indicated that. And so I look back on my life as that young elementary kid, and then you fast forward through adolescence into went on a couple mission trips with my church. Sang in choir tours. I was on a choir tour with Cody Carnes, believe it or not, in high school, and it's been awesome to see what God's doing in his life. And then went to Belmont, started a church plant. We didn't know it was going to be a church at that point, but I was invited to CC Winans' living room, and then there were about 37 of us that started Nashville Life, and I'm still there. I'm one of the founding members of Nashville Life, and I'm a worship leader there, and same background for her, and she's a second mother to me at this point, but it was in her living room, thanks to her son Alvin, who's now my pastor, who had invited me, and that I rededicated my life to Christ throughout that. So my journey has been just taking the next step, and in many ways, this whole record is that journey of just I hope and pray that wherever the listener finds themselves, that they'll be able to find a track that helps them feel known and seen at that moment, but also takes them to the next step and says, okay, if you're an unbeliever, here's belief. If you're a believer, here's discipleship. If you're a discipleship here, there's always more. Always, we never, I love to think that even a 90-year-old is an infant compared to an eternal God. And so there's always some place for us to go next.
Thank you. Wow. That's
Yeah.
really good. So Jason Bukowski, he's our other host, and obviously we
Okay,
mentioned he's
cool.
not here. But he hopped in the chat and dropped in
Oh,
a
what's up,
question.
Jason? All right, bro.
And this is a question that we were probably gonna ask, but he had to kind of cut in to like make sure he's the one who asked it. So
Okay,
I'll
okay.
say this is from Jason.
Okay, what's up, Jason?
He's asking, so and this is just one of the fun questions we ask most of our guests. If there was one artist or band or group that was to pull up to your door, knock on your door, and to ask you to go on tour with them, and you couldn't say no, who would that group be?
And I couldn't say
You couldn't
no.
say no. It was that cool, that big of an opportunity.
Oh gosh, that's really funny. Well, it would take a lot. Oh gosh, that I couldn't say no. You know what? Right now, I think Andrew Rip would be the guy that I'd want to go on tour with right now. Part of that is because he's done it independently. The other part is that's not so far away from that happening. So I feel like that yeah, there was one afternoon. It was actually the day that the day after we had filmed the fall music video. My buddy, Mercy Me's from my hometown, and so they had connected me with Andrew, and they're like, if there's one person that you could talk to, who would it be? Because I've almost signed a couple record deals in the past year, a couple years, and I had gotten close in those conversations, and hasn't worked out, and so I've continued on this independent path. And so my buddy Barry, he's like, do you want to talk to our label president? You want to talk to our manager? I was like, no, I want to talk to your opening act, Andrew Rip, because he's doing this so well independently. Probably Forrest Frank as well, because they're business owners and they're providing for their families in an incredible way. And there's a lot more to it when you don't have an entire 17, 18, 20 people that are waking up thinking what they can do to help that career progress. It takes a team, but I think as a business owner, I own a business in real estate here in Nashville. It's just those guys that are hopefully, building a legacy and stewardship to help their families. I think it would be those two, Forrest Frank and Andrew Rip. But to finish my thought, the day after we filmed the music video, Andrew reached out, and then so did Cece. She had heard a new song, and so she's like, "Whatever you're doing, just keep doing it." And Andrew's like, "Hey, I'm here if you need any help as a sounding board." And so I feel very, very grateful for those who are behind the scenes, wanting to see the best, with what we're doing here.
So that one's is like a this would be really cool, but also within the realm of possibility. So it's kind of like a hey, call to action,
Call
Josh,
that.
that's
I mean,
interesting.
I have not been invited on tour. Let's make that clear. But I think that that would be, I mean, Rachel Lampa and her, they have this ministry. It's actually, I go there probably once a quarter. I'd like to start going maybe every other month or even more than that. But there's People Loving Nashville, and her family helps serve those experiencing homelessness here in Nashville. And just, it's really those who, it's the lifestyle off the stage that's so much more vitally important than the way that we sound. People are going to like the way that I sound, and they're going to not like the way that I sound, but hopefully they can respect the way that I live.
Good ones. So, what's it like working with CC?
Joy and professional. That woman, I have not, I have don't, I think I've seen her late one time in 13 years. And maybe twice, once because the whole thing let out that she was at later, and she couldn't. And then the other one is that she had gotten a wrong memo, but didn't get the right instructions. But she is the most professional human I know, and does it with such joy and grace. And she, that thing, like Elvis left the building, she knows how to exit a room. She knows how to exit a room. She knows how to get out quick. That's really, yeah. And she knows she and she's there pretty much early. But when it's done, I mean, she set such a great example for me this past few years.
So you
Awesome.
mentioned that this album was your debut album. So what are the next steps now? The next, like, not big picture, like next things that are going to be happening with your music.
So tomorrow I'll be on Channel 4 News here in Nashville, playing a live song. We're doing something with GodTube, as well, doing a live performance. Then I'm in Florida with Recapture Live Stream, doing some music stuff and some social media influencer stuff with them. Then I'll be in Texas. So a little bit more live. It's great to be out of the studio finally. Like I've already sang I think three, like Thursday, Friday, and Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then singing tomorrow. So like right now, it's pretty much every other day I'm singing live, which is awesome. I love that. And then release wise, we have Mr. Talkbox is going to feature on a version. So Wendy Moten and my version just got picked up on MTV. We did a music video for that, and then Mr. Talkbox is going to join us for a trio version of that. So we'll have an EP of like an I'll Take You There in 3D, and we're planning to actually record the video in 3D where you can interact with it. I don't know if y'all have seen that, but we're really excited to do that. So that it'll be the instrumental, the original version with just me and Wendy. And Wendy got second on The Voice and is a Grammy Award winning part of the Time Jumpers with Vince Gill. And anyway, incredible voice. If you haven't heard her, she'd be such a good candidate to come on the show. But that EP, then we have a deluxe version of the album. So we have three unreleased songs. And then Chris Hauser is planning to take a couple songs to radio at Christmas. And then right now I'm writing for the next project. It comes like spring, but pretty much the next from now until December is all it's July, but you have to think 6 to 9 months in advance
Yeah.
on the creative spectrum, as you probably both are well aware. So right now the next 6 months of releases are already mastered and in the bag.
So busy schedule.
It sounds like it, but I feel like this is a little, it feels like you're climbing up this ginormous hill to release an album. And then it's like, all right, let's see what the descent sounds, see if it's like, it just feels like we're riding a wave right now. So, but a lot of work to get it to this point. So it's a lot easier to talk about the record than it is to make the record. So.
Yeah. So, what's your favorite song on the album?
It probably depends on what headspace I'm in at that point in time. The first one that came to mind was The Fall. I think that's the one of the strongest songs on the whole record. The most fun song is I'll Take You There with Wendy. And then the most sincere is a song called Even Death. And my friend Emily Wise Band helped me write that with Carter Froge, and she's written for so many incredible, like Camila Cabello, BTS, Jeremy Camp. She won a Grammy at like, I think she was 22. She won her first Grammy with Thy Will with Hillary Scott. So she is, I don't know another writer in town that can do like country, pop, Christian, rock, wherever. She's a wordsmith, wherever you want to put her. And she helped me craft a very, sincere song about the loss of my father and the loss of my brother. And so I was just like, hey, can you help me put, do justice to the lyrics? And the very first lyric of that song is, I woke up from a nightmare. Turns out I wasn't dreaming. Paralyzed and terrified, I spent my days just asking why and weeping. And then it weaves hope. And by the time you get to the end of the chorus, the hook is, that even death can't take life from me. And it's just a really strong, powerful statement on the record.
That's really, really cool. And literally just a few minutes, like a minute or two before you saying that, Jason put in the chat that Even Death was his favorite from on there. So
Really?
I'm sure
Okay.
he's loving that, like
He's
deep
loving
dive into it.
that.
So thank you for that. Yeah.
Of course, of course. Yeah, that was that I tried. I felt like that was going to be a song because, for those of you who don't know, part of my story is my father passed when I was 17 to cancer. And then a few years later, the same year that I was a finalist on American Idol, my brother passed when he was only 16 in a car accident. I had the same manager as Amy Grant. We were going to radio with Chris Hauser, who I'm still working with now. It was paid for. It was all the things. And then I needed to take a step back. And whenever I felt like 3 years ago, I felt like God was saying, Josh, sing. And then this is just me saying yes to that. And I wasn't even leading worship at my church at that point. I was helping with the offering, and I was greeting people at the door. I was not even singing at church. And so it took me about 7 years to step back on that stage.
Wow. So, as a worship leader, what's your favorite worship song?
Oh man. You let ask. Okay, so I'm gonna be real with you. I don't the thing like the way that worship music sounds is sometimes not my favorite. Sometimes not my favorite, if I be honest with that. It's the songs that resonate though, that bring joy and exemplify praise. Which I feel like now, I mean, it feels like every other song we got, this worship song, it has praise in it, which is great. But the reason why I'm sharing this is it was easier for me to sing worship songs that were like this desperate cry, like, oh, I need thee. And it was like, that was it. But the ones that were required me to praise God, which we know that the garment of praise lifts the spirit of heaviness. That had such a powerful effect on me that I would say any worship song that promotes praising God and lifting His name up, and this joy on the other side, any song which I feel like we have like a lot of great worship songs, like I'll Praise You Anywhere comes to mind, or I don't know, like if I throw it back, the one that I do like We Are Standing on Holy Ground. That old throwback one, like anything that just promotes, praising God, or something that makes you that just teach. Like I love hymns because the whole goal was to teach scripture, to teach doctrine, to teach, and so anything that's just verbatim scripture is awesome. And I share that if I had to have a favorite, it would be Agnes Dei by Michael W. Smith. That's the
That's a
one.
good one.
That's
That's
the
good.
one. Yeah, that one, just because it's scripture,
Yeah.
and it promotes, it just lifts up. It's just, we get to join in with the angels on that one. So, anyway.
That's probably, I mean, this is probably the safest place to express that opinion. Like, I mean, we're rock for him. I'm a metalhead
You're a
through and
metalhead
through,
too.
through and through.
I think
And
it's the production
especially,
that
well, no, go
sometimes
ahead.
no, I think it's sometimes the production of worship music that it feels like, I don't know, like in a room, it feels like it's there, but sometimes I feel like we're saying the same. I feel it's like the same four chords, and I
Yeah.
don't know the difference between some of the songs. Now I do think that that's changing,
I
but I
agree.
feel like we live for 2 decades in a lot of same.
And I don't think there's anything like in like integrally moral about just instrumentation. And it's
Yeah.
the
Okay.
lyrics that are powerful. I've been listening to one band called Bloodlines, and
Okay.
I knew they were a Christian metal band. I like some of their stuff. And I
Yeah.
recently, over the last couple of days, have been listening to their music and like reading the lyrics along with it. And it's one thing they do that I've never seen any other band do this. They embed notations with scriptural addresses to go along with each of their lyrics, which
Right.
is like super cool.
Right,
And
right.
then one of the songs, Holy, is just straight scripture. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Yeah, it's like really, really good. So I totally agree with what you're saying. Sometimes worship music as a genre isn't my thing. And I like a lot of it, but
Yeah.
sometimes it's not my thing. I like
Sometimes.
metal. I like metal.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, musically, I think sometimes I could probably say the same thing for some genres that say if the like even the verses are the same, how sometimes like you'll have it doesn't have a second verse. And you're repeating that second. So it's like one verse and one chorus, and somehow we have 7 minutes of two sections of music. And I mean, probably need to repent of like, Lord, just do a work in me because I just want to go. Like I want to like get me on to the next thing. Like I like the riffs and the runs and the technicality. Like, but the way that I sing is not the way that people should. like sing along with, you know, like you're not trying to sing along with the way that Tori Kelly sings those riffs and runs. At the same time, what I do love about worship music is whenever it is that simple purity and you're in the room. I think what I should probably say, I haven't been the biggest fan of recorded worship music. I have loved worship experiences in the room, if that makes sense.
It
When
absolutely does, yeah.
it's that anyway, and I'm a worship leader at Nashville Live, so hopefully I don't get, you know, fired. But I'm not, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding, I'm kidding, I'm kidding. But yeah, I think it's good. And honestly, sometimes repetition, it takes us a while to get it. So anyway, there you go.
Awesome. So another thing that we like to do, as part of our podcast is we love to pray for our guests.
Oh, that's
So
awesome.
how can we pray for you?
Whew. You know, this past couple weeks has been physically grueling. I served at a church camp out in the heat with our middle school and high school guys, and then I went to the Coldplay concert in 92 degree weather, and then I had to go get some like medical help because I had depleted a lot of my electrolytes. And so I've been on a weak mend, and I feel like I'm like today's the first day that I really am feeling good. So I just say continued health, and just as my body, just for wisdom as I step into a chapter of travel and a chapter of just, you know, needing physical health in my body at, to take some of these next steps and just to step in by faith, you know, and just to show up, be on time, be a professional, and just to for me, when I show up, to be so sensitive to the Holy Spirit to communicate what God wants me to communicate in that moment, you know, to be sensitive, to not feel like it's the same thing repeated, but fresh. Every opportunity to connect with others, let it be a fresh experience. Yeah.
Okay. And just to let you know, we keep a chat in between the three of us, Jason Riker and I, and we will literally pray over all this every day. So
Awesome.
it's
Awesome.
not just a, you know, how can we pray here in the show? We actually behind the scenes have a whole list of people that we pray for every guest, and we continuously pray until we hear otherwise. So
Thank you. That's important. I feel like even assembling like a prayer, like we have a great prayer team at Nashville Life, and yeah, shout out to Lily Pivey and so many others that are on that, Priscilla, on that prayer team. But I've definitely felt that. I felt a ramp up of even temptation as this record has come out. I don't know that I was quite expecting the amount of just how much the enemy wants to steal, kill, and destroy anything if you're that you whenever you start, you know, boldly stepping into a place of sharing the gospel, like he it feels like that's ramped up, but at the same time, I have incredible accountability partners. I have incredible church members. I have incredible mentors, people that are praying for me all the time. But I think that that part of it has been, you can't sweep that necessity of the power of prayer. You know, the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous avails much. And so having y'all as prayer warriors on that is such a gift. Thank you.
absolutely. Riker, you want to close us out in prayer?
Yeah,
Jason
absolutely.
also asked that we pray for his college visit tomorrow with his daughter. So, all
Will do. All
right,
right.
let's go ahead and pray.
Now let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this opportunity you've given us to talk to Josh Wright. I pray that you bless him in his ministry. Pray that you would help him with his been a tiring time recently. A lot going on and a lot been getting in the way, as he mentioned. Satan, the thief, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But you came that we could have everlasting life and have it in abundance. So I pray that we and that he would live with a kingdom mindset, going into this time ahead of him, that he'd keep his mind, rooted in you. SES, I pray that you would help him with his professionalism and also give him a sensitivity to your will, and the workings of your spirit, that he'd be able to see that in his life and act on it, and then see the fruit of that, and be blessed by it and be encouraged by it. Surround him with people that are gonna properly support him in his ministry, and also help guide, disciple, and help him, spiritual influences. Yeah, please continue to bless him, put a hedge of protection around him, so that the worries of this world, the anxieties of show business and travel and creative production, pray that that would not weigh him down. It would be an encouragement to him. Pray for Jason as he's on a trip with his family right now. Please keep them safe as they're on the road, and as it's, I believe, storming where they are right now. Please keep them safe, and help them to return, yeah, safely. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, Josh, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show. It was great to get to know you. You're welcome back anytime.
Thanks, bro.
This is a blast. Riker, I mean, it's Monday. It's my favorite day of the week.
Absolutely.
Jason, I know you're still watching. We miss you, bro. You know, I can't wait to do this next week with you. But that being said, you know, we. If there's one thing before we close out, if there's one thing you want fans to know about you, what would that be? Like if you could leave them with some kind of a parting message or, you know, just some kind of tidbit, what would that be?
Man, the thoughts that are going through my head is that I want to be remembered that I love God and I love people. That's first, because none of this counts if we don't have love. And so that was the first part of it. My mind then went to how much I need him and how much I recognize that I need God, and hopefully that encourages others to depend on him. And then last, it would be, don't give up. What I pray people see is knowing some of the losses that I've experienced, for them to know that there is life and joy on the other side of grief. And I've learned to say that joy is a choice, and they don't make a pill for fear. You can't medicate that, but God's perfect love casts it out. So I think, it really is, I love God and love people, and because and that God's perfect love has cast off fear out of my life, and he can do the same for you.
All right, cool. Well, for those watching at home, I just want to remind you, if you're gonna rock, rock for him.
That's right.
If you like what you saw today, hit the subscribe and like button down below, and don't forget to share it to all your friends. Also, leave us a comment down below. If you're gonna rock, rock for him.